delighted to have you in the podcast where all stories are welcome and the masks come off. Hello, my friends and my well-wishers. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me for 52 episodes of Soul Brews with Sheba. Each episode has been a joy to do, and 52 is one episode per week for a year, which has been fantastic. And I couldn't have done this without your viewership and your encouragement and your participation. So as we come to this, I've been reflecting and thinking about what else should I be doing as the next steps to Soul Brews with Sheba. There are some thoughts flitting about in my mind. I'm not quite sure where it's going to go, but I do think I need to take a little bit of time to think about how to serve this space better, how to serve it with more relevance. What more can I do? And I am therefore going to be taking off this about a couple of months to 6 weeks to think this through and come back to you in a new way of doing Soul Brews with Sheba. I would welcome any feedback you might have for me, any suggestions you might want to give me in terms of what you would like to see happening with Soul Brews and how do you think that it could be work on the next steps of Soul Brews. So this has been, as I said, an amazing journey, deeply humbling, very inspiring. And I've spoken with all kinds of people in terms of the depth and breadth, the width and height, the age and gender, the life experiences, geographies. There is a wish in me to also speak in a lot more to people in the vernacular. I speak Hindi and I would like to speak with people who speak Hindi as well. And I don't know how that idea appeals to you. I would perhaps do something specific on a theme with a number of people identified for that theme. These are some of the ideas that are going on in my mind, because there is, you know, there are so many stories out there. And I'm greedy. I want to get them all out onto this platform and have people speaking about their lives, because it's every time somebody touches on a certain aspect of being human, I grow, I learn. Something in me unknots, something in me gets an aha moment, because essentially we all mirror each other. And it's the entire experience of being human beings. And I would like to celebrate this more. I would like to reach more into the depths of this without making it too, in a manner, esoteric, without making it too specialized, without making it too careery, if you know what I mean. Life and living and celebration of life and laughter, joy, sharing, inspiring human beings to be what they do, to be more of what they are best, which is human beings, and to expand the horizon of what it means to share humanity. So once again, thank you so much for all the time and effort and space that you've given me, and also for the appreciation and the love. And I'm deeply, deeply grateful, and a lot of gratitude to the people who have allowed me to enter into their lives for that time that we have spent together brewing Soul, and letting me ask them questions and responding with such openness and with so much trust. And I so, so value that. I'm deeply, deeply grateful to have had this opportunity to have worked with all of you. I would also like to thank the podium team, Saurabh and his team. Amazing support that you all have given in putting this together. And a big shout out to continuing to hold this with the similar passion that I had. And that was amazing to see that such ownership was shown. Vanya, Nandini, Saurabh, the other Saurabh, all the support that I got. Thank you so much for all of it. And See you. Au revoir. I'll see you soon. Let's see what comes out as next steps. Love your feedback. If you have any, write to me at sheba.maini@gmail.com. Send me a message, or even on this platform, whatever works for you. I'll be very happy to receive. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of 2021. Hope we are on the other side of what we've all experienced now. And see you soon. Take care.